From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has hailed the significant progress the world's nations have made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, the president said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supply of highly enriched uranium and plutonium. He said Friday afternoon that everything possible must be done to prevent terrorist groups like the Islamic State from getting nuclear material.
The fight against ISIL will continue to be difficult, but together we are making real progress, and I'm absolutely confident that we will prevail and destroy this vile organization.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program also has been closely studied. North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems. And it also said Friday it is blocking a number of popular websites. North Korea has been sending signals from ground-based transmitters on frequencies that overlap those used by GPS satellites. So the jamming did not cause any significant widespread effect. However, GPS problems were reported by more than 50 airliners flying over the Korean Peninsula, and they evidently affected hundreds of South Korean fishing boats, some of which returned to port as a result. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the United States needs more funding to protect Americans against the Zika virus. Dr. Tom Frieden told a summit on the virus Friday that the most urgent imperative is to reduce the risk to pregnant women and their developing fetuses. He said more resources are needed to successfully fight the spread of the virus.
Without significantly increased resources, it's going to be very difficult to do the kind of innovations we need to do to provide rapid testing and rapid control.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly in several Latin American and Caribbean countries. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece, as required under a deal between the European Union and Turkey. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR says measures have to be taken to ensure the human rights of all those returned are protected.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 215,000 jobs in March while the unemployment rate increased. Friday's report from the Labor Department shows the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5% as hundreds of thousands of jobless Americans resumed their search for work. Employment rose in retail, construction, and healthcare. Manufacturing and mining saw job losses. The data show that 8 million Americans are still unemployed, while another 6.1 million who want full-time work can find only part-time jobs. And an April Fool's joke that backfired has caused search giant Google to issue an apology. The prank allowed users of Gmail to send a mic drop reply to email threads that caused Gmail to send an animated GIF of a minion character dropping a microphone. The feature then muted the sender's thread, leading many to think the threads had been deleted. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.